Hey everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. I have some great recipes for you today. So we're going to get into some great recipes today that are healthy, enjoyable, just things that are very healthy snacks to do in summer. And by the way, I'm so sad that summer is ending. It really gets me mad because it's my favorite time of year. Well, other than that, it's winter in Chicago, but that's a totally different thing. Well, I've got three shout-outs to do, by the way. Thanks for writing in. Got a shout-out, by the way, to give to... Let's see what's in here. I have a shout-out to give to Susan, who lives in Oregon. Hey, Susan. Oh, I have a birthday. I have a birthday shout-out to a kid named Justin. He's going to turn 7. Yeah, if you listen to this podcast, you're getting a shout-out, Justin. He's turning 7 on September, I think it's 14th or 19th. I can't remember the day, but he's turned 7. So I wish you great luck on that 7-year, pal. It's really great. Third shout-out to do is to a boy named Michael. He lives in, New Jersey. But, So shout out to you, Michael, in New Jersey. Got really cool snack for you guys today. It is one that is so unique. It's actually so funny. Guess what it is? Banana split salad. Yeah, I said it. A dessert and healthy mixed in one. No. But anyway. The banana split salad, here's how to make one. You're going to get a banana, peeled, 2 tablespoons of fruit preserves, 2 tablespoons of Cool Whip, and lettuce and raisins. Easy, huh? Split the banana down the center and place on a bed of lettuce. I like to get iceberg lettuce from the grocery store. Get it. Take it, put it in a bowl. Make sure you don't get the brown lettuce, because then it just makes it look horrible. Get really nice, crisp, fresh green lettuce and spread on the fruit preserves and Cool Whip. Now, the Cool Whip, I suggest, if you're on a diet or something, I suggest you get the Cool Whip that's no sugar added, fat-free, and top with raisins. So what you're going to do is, what I like to do is slice it, not split the banana. Slice the banana into all the slices, but have them laying on top of each other on the bed of lettuce in a line, like horizontally or across. And spread on the fruit preserves and smother it in the salad and on the banana. Put the Cool Whip on the banana and top the Cool Whip with raisins. That's how I like to make it. But they're telling you a different way. But there's no way to make it. Whatever way you want to make it is the best way to make it for you, I guess. One of my favorite ones is, I bet you're sick if your kid's asking you, or even you kids out there, Mom, or... No, you can't have them, honey. They're fries. Yes, fries at McDonald's or Burger King with all of that salt and grease and fat on them. Ones I like to use are sweet potato fries. They're way less in fat, way less in sugar, and sweet potatoes are healthy for you to eat. You're going to get, and they're sweet. I love it. This today is sweet mixed with healthy. It's a really good podcast. You're going to get 2 tablespoons of thawed orange juice concentrate, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, or if your kids don't like it, just don't have any. Get 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of ground red pepper, but I wouldn't do that. If you're going to do the ground red pepper for your kids, I wouldn't do it. Just you leave out the cayenne pepper. And 1 pound of sweet potatoes. I'd get them at Stater Brothers because they're really good there. Here's the preparation. Line a cookie sheet with foil and spray with Pam in a medium bowl. Combine the orange juice concentrate, onion powder, salt, and cayenne. If you don't, combine the orange juice concentrate, salt, and that's it. Or if you like onion powder and cayenne, just go ahead and put it in there. Add potato sticks and turn to coat. Arrange the coated potato sticks on the oiled foil in a single layer. Now, once they're done, that's the preparation. Then what you're going to do is bake about 10 minutes, turn carefully, bake 10 more minutes, or until they're tender. What I like to do is, if you do, you cut out a, make sure no one's used the paper though. It's gotta be sterile. Cut a paper into like a diamond shape or a cone and roll it into a cone, tape it, and then put the fries in it. And it's like a little fry baggie. I learned how to do that a couple of months ago, I think. In a couple weeks, I will have my great-grandma back on again. She's going to give us some really great stuff for there. Here it is again. One more dessert healthy snack. It's called the watermelon, which is the healthy part, slushy, which is not. If you're looking at for a beverage to serve at like a teen party or a special treat for a dinner or, you know, one of those big dinner parties, try this recipe because it's really great. Ingredients, you're going to get 8 cups of cubed seeded watermelon, 1/4 a cup of sifted powdered sugar, 6 ounces of frozen lemonade concentrate, thawed, 1 can, and optional, if you want them or not, mint sprigs. You're going to place the watermelon in a large bowl, cover, and freeze. Now make sure you get a watermelon that's green with no brown marks on them. Otherwise, and you got to tap it and slush it. If it's all slushy and mushy sounding inside, that doesn't mean it's good. You're going to tap it at the top, and then if it sounds hollow, it's good. Same thing with cantaloupes. If you get buying a cantaloupe, this is just a tip. Tap the top and smell it. If it smells like a really great cantaloupe, then you get it. But if it slushes and it doesn't sound hollow, it's not a good cantaloupe. You're going to place half of the frozen watermelon, place watermelon in a large bowl, cover, and freeze. Place half of the frozen watermelon, half of powdered sugar, and half of the concentrate in a blender, and process until smooth. Serve while cold. Do the same procedure with the other half when you need it. At a glance at it, I'd say the prep time was probably about 3 hours and 10 minutes just to, you know, freeze it, but that's about it. That's the only time it's going to take, and about 10-15 minutes to just blend it. It's a really good beverage and a dessert. It's great for kids. Hey, you guys got to look at Barbecue Bob's new site, bobsbeerandbbq.com or Bob's BBQ and Beer. I can't remember what it is. I'm so dumb at this. And I call myself his fan. I'm ashamed. Okay. Don't forget, listen to Barbecue Bob. He's got some new ones on there. I listened to him the other day. You can listen to him at barbecuebob.podomatic.com. And this is Katie's Kitchen. For all who are new, welcome. If you guys wanted to have a shout-out on this show, email me at chefkatie@bargainbratswithaz.com or post it on my comments page at katieskitchen.podomatic.com/profile. And you can look at my YouTube video there, see a picture of me, and you can also post a comment there, and I will also get back to you. It'll also show up when I go and log in to see how many subscribers I have, so please, need more subscribers. Please. Okay, sorry I haven't done this in a while, just got sick. It's horrible. Fever. Okay, everybody. Tune in tomorrow or the day after. I'll be having some great recipes on. I'm sucking them out of Barbecue Bob's site till his site is all dry. Anyway, oh, by the way, I will be doing a podcast in a couple weeks. I don't know when. I'm setting up the date. I will be doing I know this is so not kid related, but it will be a Barbecue Bob podcast. He's going to be on my podcast, and he's going to teach kids about chemicals, and it's going to be a long podcast. It's going to be about 30 minutes, and it's going to be Barbecue Bob, and he's making his special. I think it's either Highlander or another kind of beer, and I'm going to bring my laptop, and I'm going to, you know, tape how to make it. It might be good for the guys out there listening to this show, and it might be good for everybody. It's a really good show. That show probably would be a adult show, even though it's Katie's Kitchen. It's more of you can fast forward some of the parts to the chemistry. He's going to teach them about what not to mix and what to mix. So everybody stay tuned for that. Okay, bye, y'all. Don't forget, our sponsors are crazybagladies.com.